Let's take a look now at that special report from the American Heart and American Stroke Associations that found that that rare blood clot condition that affected a small number of people who got the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is a bigger risk from COVID-19 itself. In fact, the risk of getting the clot from COVID-19 is 8 to 10 times greater than the risk of getting it from the vaccine. Dr. Karen Fury authored the report. She's neurologist-in-chief at Rhode Island Hospital and the chair of neurology at the Warren Alpert Medical School of Brown University. Dr. Fury, let's restate, the risk of this clot, either from the vaccine or from COVID, is extremely rare.
Robin, that's exactly right. The vaccine caused cerebral venous sinus thrombosis in 6 patients who received the J&J vaccine in the U.S. The background incidence of CVST is 5 per million per year. So this is an extremely rare condition, even without COVID or vaccination entering into the discussion. We don't know for certain that there's a direct causal relationship between this condition and having received the vaccination.
Well, do we know if there's a causal relationship between getting COVID-19 and getting the clot? Because as the study found out, it's 8 to 10 times a higher risk. But is it also connected to COVID?
That association is much stronger. Patients who are infected with COVID-19 are at higher risk of forming clots. As a vascular neurologist, we saw many cases of stroke in unusual populations caused directly by COVID-19 infection. So as a result, we thought it was very important to get the public health message out that patients shouldn't be hesitant to get the vaccine, and that in fact, their risk of forming clots in the body, and particularly in the brain, is actually higher with COVID-19 infection than with any type of intervention to prevent it.
Yeah, the vaccine is still the far lower risk, and it's preventative, actually, when it comes to clots that you might get from COVID. But do we know why there are these rare blood clots associated with COVID?
When the cases first started appearing, people speculated that the acute inflammatory reaction that the body developed in response to COVID-19 infection led to clot formation. More recently, though, investigators have been exploring the effects of COVID-19 infection on the endothelial cells that line the blood vessels throughout the body. And it may be that the spike protein by which the virus binds to cells in the body may directly affect these types of cells and damage blood vessels.
And do we know why it's more common in women between the ages of 18 and 48, at least in those rare cases during vaccination?
No, that's one of the intriguing and troubling aspects of this. Cerebral venous sinus thrombosis overall is more common in women, particularly young and middle-aged women. And there's often a hormonal effect, either by the use of oral contraceptives or pregnancy. So it's unclear in the cases that have been reported whether there may be premorbid conditions or other elements that predisposed women to this condition. And it's certainly going to be something that we continue to follow and investigate.
Okay, so in summary, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is actually preventive of blood clots that you can get more often from COVID-19 than you can get from the vaccine. We also know that there are symptoms that doctors can look for after somebody's had the vaccine or COVID-19. If you could tell us a couple of those and also tell us the other directions. It's counterintuitive. There's something that doctors are not supposed to give patients when they get these clots.
Patients who develop cerebral venous sinus thrombosis presented with headaches that started several days after the vaccine. The headaches tend to be progressive and they don't respond to analgesics. CVST can also cause increased pressure in the brain, and that can cause strokes. So any focal neurological symptoms may be an indication of clots. So certainly, if anyone develops an unusual headache or any neurological symptom, they should report that to their physician or go directly to an emergency room.
But they should not take what?
The traditional therapy for cerebral venous sinus thrombosis was heparin. Heparin is a blood thinner. In this condition, the platelet count in the body goes down. This is similar to a condition called heparin-induced thrombocytopenia, and it can be exacerbated by giving heparin. So the management of this condition is very different than what we traditionally do. and doctors will have to use an alternative form of a blood thinner.
Okay, but again, very, very rare. Dr. Karen Furie, neurologist in chief at Rhode Island Hospital, chair of neurology at the Warren Alpert Medical School of Brown University. Dr. Furie, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Robin.